So the last thing that I made with my butcher box shipment was aloo chicken, and it turned out really well. One of my favorite things is to get the shipment and then open up the New York Times cooking app and see what I want to create over the next few weeks. It helps my creative cooking chops, and both my wife and I really enjoy it. ButcherBox offers a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing price, plus they have exclusive member deals, and they also have their own recipes, although I am preferential to the New York Times app, but that's just me. And you can sign up today at butcherbox.com/conspirituality and get their special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. So for that year, you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/conspirituality and use code conspirituality to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey everyone, welcome to Conspirituality. I'm Derek Barris.
I'm Matthew Remske.
I'm Julian Walker.
And I'm Mallory DeMille.
You can stay up to date with us on all of our social media channels. Instagram has been going off recently, which is nice to see. We are also all independently on Twitter, Mallory included. You can find her there. Most of us are independently on Instagram, except Matthew, who's scared of it. And you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/conspirituality, where you can help support us and get access to our Monday bonus episodes and online streaming webinars that Matthew has been leading to great success. If you like our Monday bonus episodes, you can also access them via Apple Podcasts. So if you're listening in Apple right now, you can go ahead and just click that button and get a free 7-day trial. And finally, of course, our book is available for pre-sale. You can find that in the show notes. And we will be doing monthly episodes around content from the book starting in a couple weeks. So we're going to lead in until the publication date in June.
Conspirituality 138, The Magical Quantum Healy Machine, featuring Mallory DeMille. Using a combination of Alexa, Siri, and your extensive search history, we've been able to scan your bioenergetic field and are right now sending personalized quantum rebalancing and immune boosting frequencies your way as you listen. Can you feel it? Can your pet feel it? Because, dear listener, there's a program for them too. In fact, there's a program for everything and everyone because frequencies don't discriminate. As long as you're not into big pharma, that is, all you need is to invest in this little $1,000 machine, $4,000 if you want the professional edition, that clips onto your Lulu gear and injects quantum vibes straight into your soul. That's right. This week, we're talking about the Healy. Our correspondent, Mallory DeMille, has scanned the ethereal social media frequencies to find the greatest hits collection of influencers attempting to energetically guide you into their downline. Derek offers a bit of Healy history, which is rooted in the anti-EMF movement, while Matthew and I wonder, why is it that the same wellness crew that's so afraid of 5G and vaccine technology is so willing to wear this mysterious device?
Hello,
know Julian spoke in grandiose language there.
How dare you?
But
how dare you?
Seriously, have you scanned your bioenergetic field lately? Have you delivered yourself personally unique frequencies to bring yourself back into coherence? When's the last time you harmonized your blueprint through the quantum? Listeners, if you're not exactly sure what all this means, Healy reps trying to sell this seemingly magic device aren't really sure either.
It is a bioresonant device that works on a microcurrent level at a cellular level. And it works in the biofield to harmonize you with your original blueprint. So if you have any challenges around your immunity or your hormones or your nerves or sleep, honestly, anything, there's programs in the Healy that will work exactly for what it is that you need for your system as opposed to my system. Or if there are areas that you feel like you are blocked in and you haven't been able to manifest them into reality, you put that into the Healy and it creates unbelievable results for you.
And then she pitches it at the end.
Wow. Those are words.
Oh my God.
Those are words. Those are English words. Listeners, you can't see the video, but that woman is holding the Healy, a palm-sized device, and very clearly reading a script off camera, honestly looking like she's struggling to make sense of the words coming out of her own mouth. So why would a woman who clearly doesn't understand how something does or doesn't work be trying to sell it? Well, this isn't entirely uncommon in multi-level marketing companies, where qualifications of any kind aren't as important as having a pulse and enough money to buy into the scheme, which in Healy's case is hundreds or thousands of dollars. So right at the top, this is the part where I was going to give a mechanics 101 of how the Healy works, and I thought referencing the official Healy website as the source of truth would make the most sense, except that information is nowhere to be found on the official website, at least not on the American or Canadian sites. The only thing on the website that's kind of close to explaining how it works is like, you have cells, right?
And
your cells have metabolism, right? Mm. And the cell membrane valves open and close, and this mechanism is based on voltage potential, right? And voltage potential is responsible for healthy cell metabolism, right? Anyway, in our conclusion, or in our opinion, this mechanism explains why frequencies can be applied for many different purposes. That's the extent. So it definitely seems like the mechanics, at least according to the official Healy sources, are based on a hunch. And so then I pull up Healy's YouTube, see if there's anything there. There's not. Only a few videos actually have folks talking in them. And none of those describe how the Healy works, at least to the degree that I wanted. I couldn't find anything that was like, this is how it scans your biofield. And this is how it determines what programs you need to run. And this is how the programs running impact your cells. Nothing.
You just don't trust enough, and you're really demanding, Mallory, I have to say.
I'm too needy.
I have some good news, Mallory, because I've clipped Healy's founder discussing what it actually is, and I'll play that
soon.
But to be honest, I think your research into what it is might be better than his.
That almost sounded promising. It is a bit odd how much I have to dig for this information, and it seems like my only option is to listen to what the reps are saying, which, for reasons we'll get into later, I'm not sure I can totally trust. But I did find a YouTube video titled How the Healy Actually Works webinar, and it's posted by a Healy top leader, so I figure this is maybe the closest I'll get to answering this Mechanics 101 question. It's 45 minutes, I watched the whole thing, and here's what I learned. There is a sophisticated quantum sensor inside the Healy that is responsible for reading your cell's frequencies in the moment, moment to moment, deciding what you need. Apparently, this is something that sets the Healy apart from other microcurrent devices. No additional information is provided on how the quantum sensor works. Once you know what programs you need, you can attach the Healy to your skin via adhesive electrodes, earlobe electrodes, or wristbands. I imagine this is how the microcurrents are delivered. Many folks will also wear it clipped to their shirt, so maybe there's something in the Healy manual that tells you when you need to attach it to your skin versus when you can just clip it on. I've also seen reps say that the Healy can be used at a distance, like across the country distance.
Oh, like remote prayer.
Remote Healy. Remote quantum. Healy. Yeah.
Okay.
No information on that is provided in this specific webinar.
Yeah, the details of quantum entanglement are probably too much to go into.
for one 45-minute webinar. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Once you buy the actual device, there are a number of programs you can purchase for different intentions of healing. I'll get into those in a few minutes. It seems like the science they claim Healy, or like microcurrent therapy, is based on is that everything comes down to cell membrane voltage, and cell voltage determines cell health. And then they suggest that the Healy can manipulate cell voltage so that your cells can become young and healthy again. Mm. Right. I mean, I work in marketing, so like, I don't know. But I'll also say that the screenshots offered during the webinar, we'll include those in the show notes at conspirituality.net, seem to suggest that the Healy, or rather microcurrent therapy, can reverse cell death, tumor cells, and blood loss, to name a few. And none of this really addresses the claims around manifestation.
You know, I know you have some thoughts, Julian, but I got to say, you guys, you're laughing. You just seem so skeptical of all this, guys. I don't think your devices are running right now.
Well, there are programs for cynicism and despair, actually. Right.
Nihilism.
Right.
All right. So listen, you'd think that today's pseudoscience, the cutting edge, would be unique in being able to fabricate make-believe technology as a twist on back to nature, alternative medicine, alarmism about EMF and 5G, microwaves and cell phones and vaccine nanobots. That's all the bad tech. But it turns out that scientific cures, for which there is no scientific evidence, being legitimized by bright, shiny machines that do nothing, has a storied history. I want to just share a few examples here. About 20 years ago, a lot of listeners will be familiar with this, detox foot baths became a popular pastime and party trick amongst those in our demographic. And basically, you've seen these. You put your bare feet in salt water, and then you turn the machine on and watch in amazement as it gradually pulls toxins from your body out through your feet and turns the water brown. It's wild, right?
Dude, I moved to LA in 2011. You always reference LA. I never heard of this. And I lived in LA for over 10 years. So I guess I missed that one. But
that's because you're a New Jersey curmudgeon. It turns out that this is just the natural process of the electrodes in the water rapidly rusting, creating rust in the water, which happens every time you turn it on with water, even if no feet are present.
So let me just get this straight, is that the brown water is actually the machine destroying itself.
slowly but surely creating rust. You basically set up an electrolysis process that creates rust in real time. And then people think it's incontrovertible proof that there is toxic sludge coming out of their feet.
That sounds like the liver therapy, the gallbladder stone therapy.
Yeah,
right? That other thing anything that comes out. No, that I knew. That was David Jubbs in the East Village. I had friends who did that shit. So
yeah, a little more hardcore. This is more like party trick cleansing. Now, a lesser known device that I'm actually familiar with because I had Lyme disease about 15 years ago. I'm fine now. Is called the Rife machine. It's been around in evolving incarnations since the late 80s. And it delivers any number of radio frequencies through two electrodes that you hold on to and two that you place under your feet. And you actually use like a moistened little face clothy thing. Actually, they look like little sleeves, like little condoms that fit over the electrodes that you have to wet before you use them. So as to get the radio frequencies in. Some people who've recovered from long-term Lyme disease, which is a real thing, swear that the Rife machine was the thing that made all the difference in online support forums. So, of course, I bought one back 15 years ago. You can look up what ails you by these handy alphabetic frequencies that are in a manual and enter the numerical code into the Rife machine's onboard computer that has a nice LED-looking display that's totally legit.
What is it? But what is it? Is it just buttons?
Yeah, it's
like in a child's story? Like in a child's story. I mean,
probably.
Fisher Price Rife machine.
So wait, and you bought it. And was this part of your like $16,000 going into debt when you were trying to recover from this?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How much of a chunk of that was it?
Oh, it was about $2,000.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But, you know, all the people on the alternative support forums were saying this was the factor X that allowed me to recover. And then there's all the horror stories of people who've had it for 20 years and it's destroyed them. And I was willing to try absolutely everything. I'm pretty sure it was the antibiotics that did the trick, though. Anyway, Like many stigmatized healing technologies, there's an underground backstory around the Rife machine that involves an American Medical Association and Big Pharma conspiracy against the man who, I kid you not, was named Royal Rife. And he's the scientist upon whose work it was based. And because of this conspiracy against him, the story goes he died a penniless alcoholic in 1971.
Oh, it had to be the conspiracy.
Yes.
It couldn't have been personal issues. It couldn't have been his own shame or his own like realization of what he was up to.
We will never know.
Right.
Even further back in time, though, erstwhile Sigmund Freud student and founder of somatic psychology, Wilhelm Reich, went a little off the rails toward the end of his life. Mm-hmm. He believed that devices he had designed himself in the 1930s could collect what he referred to as orgone energy from the environment, and then use this primordial universal substance for medical purposes. By 1954, that dastardly scourge of sovereign mavericks, the FDA, got an injunction against Reich making medical claims for his cosmic energy gathering healing machine. And this ended up landing him in jail when he refused to comply. So the tyranny has always been strong around these magical devices. Last but not least, the Church of Scientology, that bastion of high-tech machinery, has something called an e-meter that scientifically tests a person's emotional reactivity while going through any of the thousands of auditing sessions that church members must endure in order to eventually go clear, which means they would finally be free of the evil alien spirits attached to their bodies. These magical and futuristic e-meters are actually based on the electropsychometer developed in 1889 and used by psychoanalysts and medical doctors in Freud circles during the 1900s.
So old school, though, Julian. I mean, the Healy is quantum.
Yeah, so it's new paradigm. It's new paradigm. And has gone beyond the Newtonian model of limited dualistic science.
I have a question, though. I understand, Mallory, that the programs are fed into or purchased from the Healy Corporation, and they get into the machine via your phone. Is that how it works?
That's my understanding of it, yes.
Okay, so now, so the Healy is a pseudo-medical device that reads your frequencies in order to sell you on frequency upgrades that you download into your phone and then you Bluetooth somehow into your body. Yeah?
That sounds, my understanding of that webinar that I watched, that sounds about
okay.
Right.
All right. Okay, so how do the reps and customers square this with their general fears about medical technology and things like the transhuman agenda?
Well, I'm really interested by the reps who say the body can heal itself. And then are like, anyway, here's this $1,000 device that you need to heal.
To remind your body that it can heal itself.
It's all about remembering or setting your body up. Yeah. I've seen a number of reps also try their very best to convince folks that EMFs are bad, except for these ones, or even that the Healy can in some way protect from EMFs. I feel like we really glossed over the prices. So Derek, maybe you can give us some background context that may or may not rationalize what they're charging.
Yes, I can. And it will also address Matthew's recent question in the process. So like the clips you're going to play during this episode, Healy's website takes a whole lot of words to say nothing. So you land on the Healy page and you're assaulted with a confusing cornucopia of buzzwords like digital nutrition, resonance, epic energy, and my favorite, as Julian flagged earlier, Healy for animals. Now, the Healy itself is an ugly wearable that comes in various editions and is designed to harmonize your bioenergetic field. What does it mean? As we've been saying, we don't know. But you pointed out that nothing on the US site where I'm looking says at all what the device does. But there is a page that's called the Scientific Basis of the Healy, and it's something. Matthew, would you mind reading the synopsis?
In science, it is not only the joys of innovation and the satisfaction of possessing something unique that count. Science is also about evidence-based facts, scientifically proven development, and a convincing number of publications. Frequency applications have been developed over decades of research by practitioners and scientists. The safety of this method has been proven by many studies and decades of experience, which have been confirmed by thousands of applications from our own practitioners.
I just want to say this sounds like something that was written by someone for whom English is not a first language, and they've put it into Google Translate and they've just like thrown in the different words. And it's like, what?
Right.
I'm going to get to the ESL thing with the founder in a moment. But after that word vomit Matthew just read, it discusses two inspirations for Healy. And so the first is Robert O. Becker, who is an orthopedic surgeon and electrophysiology research, which is a legit field of study. That's not what he produced. So he wrote a book in 1985 called The Body Electric, Electromagnetism and the Foundation of Life. And he begins by studying another legitimate field, which is limb regeneration in salamanders and frogs. And he was doing actual research in this. But from there, he speculates that electric potentials can help regeneration by applying electricity on amputation stubs. And so from his work on salamanders, he then believed that electricity is the basis of life. Now, the New York Times reviewed his book at the time, and they said it was basically a rehashed proposal of the disproven pseudoscience known as vitalism, which is the idea that the soul is the spark of life in living organisms, not physiological processes. Now, Becker is still around. I mean, he's not, but his work is, because he's often cited by today's anti-EMF crowd because of his concerns around electromagnetic pollution. Again, a real concern, but his data overstates problems, which aligns with the anti-5G mindset. Now, the other influence, and remember, this is all on the science page, which is supposed to explain the Healy, is Bjorn Nordenstrom, who was a Swedish radiologist and surgeon who studied X-rays. From there, he went on to claim that he shrunk lung and breast cancer tumors with electricity. Now, those claims only exist on electromagnetic healing and Reiki websites, not in any scientific literature that I found. Now, the Healy site must be robust in scientific studies. I mean, Matthew said it, right?
Right, I did, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course it's not.
I did.
Because what follows what I just said, that section, is an explanation of things like DNA and cell structure, but none of it is linked back to the Healy. So they're basically giving a biology 101 on these different things, but not actually explaining how it actually interacts with the Healy. And I really mean nothing, likely because they can't say anything about Healy's medical applications because there are none. It is not FDA approved, but, and this they make big hay out of, it is FDA cleared. Now, that just means that it has to say it's like other products on the market without showing any efficacy or being part of clinical studies whatsoever. So I could spin up a product, say it's like this product, submit it, and get FDA cleared, not approved.
Which may also be part of the reason for that language sounding so stilted that Matthew read for us earlier, because it's very carefully constructed to not actually make any direct claims, but uses all of the verbiage that suggests that there are things that they're referring to.
I remember this thing about quoting, sort of giving a biology 101 on the site, but then not actually referring it back to any mechanism kind of reminds me when I was in yoga teacher training and I learned words like acetabulum and SI joint. And I just felt so smart, but yeah.
Hyoid bone.
Right. It was so incredible that I knew these words, and that had to mean that I knew about the healing properties of being able to say the words.
So yeah, Matthew, we just said about language. I mean, this is another discussion about why the FDA even has that denotation, because it provides cover for grifters to put words on their marketing copy while hoping no one actually checks out what they mean by it.
Right.
I was following a few Healy reps before they joined the company, and it's really interesting watching them now try to sell it leveraging lingo like FDA cleared, or when they accidentally say FDA approved, when previously they had some choice words about the FDA when COVID vaccines started getting approved. I want to point out that according to the Healy website, there are 5 different editions of this like clip on Healy you can invest in. They all look the same, but their descriptions differentiate them by outlining what programs and modules they initially come with, as well as indicating that additional programs and modules can be subscribed to for a price, of course. Basically, the cheapest Healy doesn't come with anything, and the most expensive one comes with the whole set. The website outlines 17 to 19 program groups that can be ordered, and if you start poking around looking for information on what they tangibly offer or how they work, you will be disappointed. The beauty program, for example, only offers this description. Beauty comes from within. This program group is meant to bring it to the outside.
Oh, God.
That's it. And what that actually means is up for interpretation, I guess.
They hired Goop's marketing copywriter.
Then there's the mental balance program, which, again, only offers this brief information. Face your life balanced and full of confidence. Our mental balance program group is designed to support you in achieving just this. Interpretation, up to everyone, I guess. So for something that often claims solid scientific backing, they sure skimp out on a lot of details. There's also programs called Bioenergetic Harmony and Chakras and Bioenergetic Defense. And then probably my favorite is just called Job, which I guess is supposed to make you more productive and make work more fun. My understanding is that in addition to these programs, you can also work with a practitioner to order customized programs in case these ones aren't enough.
It must be Job, right? It must be like the frequencies that if you are boils. Job, right? If you have boils, you're sitting on the top of a dunghill and all of your friends have left you and
all your sheep have been killed.
You're struck with the existential dread of existence, then this is the program for you.
That's my mistake. You're probably right.
Yeah, it's actually the program to help you finally apologize to God for questioning his authority and moral integrity, right?
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spending way too much time on social media? Derek here from Conspirituality, and you might be able to break the cycle of doom scrolling on Elon Musk's haunted Twitter by tuning into the Crooked Media podcast Offline with Jon Favreau. I have been a Crooked Media fan since the company was founded, and I'm really excited to be talking about Offline because it's a different kind of Sunday show. It's a chance to step outside our social media fueled news cycles and hear smarter, lighter conversations about how chronically online existence shapes the way that we live, work, and interact with the world around us. Each week, Jon Favreau is joined by notable guests like Stephen Colbert, Hassan Piker, ContraPoints, Margaret Atwood, what? All for intimate conversations about how to live happier, healthier lives, both on and offline. New episodes of Offline with Jon Favreau drop every Sunday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast with Benjamin Boster. If you're tired of sleepless nights, you'll love the I Can't Sleep podcast. I help quiet your mind by reading random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. Each episode provides enough interesting content to hold your attention, and then your mind lets you drift off. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. That's I Can't Sleep with Benjamin Boster.
All right, so those are the programs.
But then there's also 10 different modules.
Oh, God.
And it's the same deal. Either the Healy comes with them or not, and you can subscribe to them individually. For example, there's the Heal Advisor Search Module, and its brief description reads, with the Heal Advisor Search Module, you can quickly find suitable individualized microcurrent frequency Healy programs for harmonization of your bioenergetic field from within the large expert knowledge pool of the Heal Advisor Cloud.
Ooh.
There's also a module specifically for animals, which we've touched on, and something called Digital Nutrition, which I've seen reps say that this module delivers the frequency of the vitamins and minerals you're supposedly deficient in.
Oh, without having to eat them. You don't have to eat them.
That's kind of what they're insinuating, yeah.
You know, I'm listening and all I'm thinking about is how my kids have Nintendo Switches and they collect video games. they download them, or they have them on cards, and then they play them according to whatever mood they're in. So like one kid says, you know, I feel like playing Zelda Breath of the Wild. It's so relaxing. And they go through different environments and they go on quests mm-hmm. and there are shrines and everything. Then there are these Switches that have these upgrade cards that are called amiibos, and you tap them on the screen to magically endow your avatar with more weapons. So, I mean, is this, Mallory, is Healy like Switch for wine moms? Like, is there a Healy GameStop where they can go and trade in the Parasite Cleanse game for the, like, the libido enhancing game?
You know, it's probably more Crunchy Mom than Wine Mom. Mm. But that's a really good point about how there's almost like a gamification of your wellness here, which as a concept, gamification isn't an entirely bad thing. It can be a really beneficial tool. It reminds me of when I played The Sims and there was this section telling you what your sim was depleted in. So maybe we are living in a simulation.
Now, did the Sims have their own Heelys though?
You know what? Sims 10, when it comes out, maybe. It's a definite possibility.
It's going to have essential oils and Heelys. Oh yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
The Sims 10, start your own business. So my understanding of all of this between what the website is saying and what the reps I followed would say is that you can run programs either based on how you feel and what you personally believe you need, or you can use the Healy to scan your bioenergetic field and it will tell you what programs you need in the moment and then you run them. This idea of scanning and then recommending programs and what you need in that moment is interesting though, because let's say I do the scan and it recommends a program. And now it seems like I'm left deciphering why those programs were recommended, and I'll probably always come up with a conclusion that legitimizes the scanning feature and like why I paid for it. I have a video of a rep and we won't play it. And they said, you know, the Healy recommended the beauty program. And like, yeah, I did use a lot more heat on my hair than normal this morning. So like, that's probably why. And it just seems like a self-fulfilling loop. And who's to say that those program recommendations aren't just showing up similar to pulling the lever on a slot machine?
So the Healy recommended the beauty program just sort of randomly. And does that make the rep feel like they aren't looking very good that day? Is that one of the implications? Like, is the machine telling you,
yeah.
telling you, you know, get it together?
Beauty program times 10. Do it 10 times today. Yikes. I've also heard reps caution that you should only run a few programs a day for safety reasons. And I don't know if there's anything meaningful to substantiate that, or one could speculate that making something prescriptive for safety reasons makes it sound more legit.
I also watched a Healy Zoom session on YouTube, and all they kept saying was, it's all about energy and intention. Now, this tracks with the Healy's founder. His name is Marcus Schmecki, and the brief bio is that he supposedly studied physics and philosophy and wanted to better understand the basis of consciousness. Now, this led him to Vedic philosophy, and I should note that his wife runs an online spiritual tchotchke shop that also features coaching, and it's filled with Hindu statues and yoga wares. Oh. Now, Marcus is an adjunct professor at the Dev Sanskriti University in Hardwar, and definitely a real scientific advocate. And I flagged earlier that I was going to play him try to explain the Healy. So let's listen to that, and maybe you'll have a better idea of what we're talking about today.
What I'm presenting here is not really mainstream science, but it's something like what's called emerging science. It's like on the frontiers of science, but there are many great scientists, also Nobel laureates, who are thinking about this terminology which I'm using here. So it's not yet there at the universities, but it's a little ahead of its time. So if you look at this picture, maybe in the beginning it looks bewildering, but then if you understand the structure, it shows you, it gives you a clear insight about the ideas and the worldview behind Healy. And here you see Healy in the very center. In the very center of this picture is Healy. So what is the center? The center is a level which I call the quantum processes. So the level of the quantum processes is dividing our world in two halves. One half is below, we just can call it matter. And the other half is above, we call it information.
Now, amazing that his product is at the center of the universal view for sale. And I want to point out, as said before about ChatGPT and English, I mean, English is not his first language, so I'm not going to fault him for that. I only speak one language. So there could be something lost in translation, but the presentation is in English. And I want to briefly point out that the photo that he's showing features a map, and I'll include it in the show notes on the site, that includes a human body with his product floating above the top chakra. and then there are words like quantum entanglement, quantum processes, biomolecular body, and cell membrane potential written on the sides, kind of like Maslow's pyramid. He goes on for another 20 minutes, very much reiterating what he just stated, but I promise you that nothing more is revealed.
So I didn't see him, but I'm picturing somebody who looks kind of as uncharismatic as Eckhart Tolle.
Very good, yes.
And I'm trying to imagine them doing a podcast together. And if I imagine that for too long, I'll have a mental health crisis. But what makes him credible? Like, this is not a good sales pitch. And I mean, like, this is a group that he's selling to that is willing to go to the mat to say whatever they need to say about, you know, Dr. Fauci or anybody who works in a regular hospital. So why is this guy believable? Is it the sort of, I don't know, like somewhat hobbit-like presentation? Is it that he sounds like Eckhart Tolle?
Well, that all that does probably play into it. I'll note a few other bullet points on his bio, which is he's the author of 25 books translated into 10 languages. He claims to be the founder of the Existential Consciousness Research Institute. He says he speaks at international conferences on science and integrative medicine. Not sure he sees the paradox there, but that's, you know. And then in old good bullet point fashion, where it's listing one thing and then switches to another, he wants this technology to be available to everyone.
Yeah, that's a great credential.
But of course.
Then he goes back to working with an international team of scientists, doctors, therapists, and engineers. And he is the owner of the Time Waver and Healy Groups. Now, we haven't even talked about the Time Waver, guys. This is the marquee product. Now, this is marketed to recover the correct potential of the cell membrane. And it costs about $35,000.
Is this a bigger thing, a bigger box, or is it something you actually sit in?
No. This is a bigger box that it kind of reminds me of that Sherka tank episode I did a few months back where Jason Sherka is pimping this product that just sits next to you and does a whole bunch of matrix-like colors, and it's supposed to heal your body.
Yeah.
It very much reminds me of that.
Yeah.
And like that machine, it's meant for integrative practitioners who then sell the service. So you can sit next to it and maybe have the electrostim, you know, modules put onto your skin. I saw one practice in the UK charging £150 for 90 minutes to sit next to this machine. But apparently pricing is frequency flexible. Isn't that correct, Valerie?
Oh, I mean, flexible is certainly one way of putting it. If there's one thing I've noticed about Healy, it's that it's always on sale, like 45% off or 60% off, or buy this, get this free. And for me, that was definitely at least an orange flag, especially watching the reps use it to create urgency month after month, which is not uncommon in multi-level marketing companies. So like 60% off, now is the time if you've been on the fence. And then the next month is buy the coil, get the Meg Healy for free, which is normally thousands of dollars. Now is the time if you've been on the fence. And to me, the pricing lingo seems to be its own marketing strategy. And it's interesting talking about the marquee product, because a lot of the reps will say like, oh my goodness, it's so expensive, you know, for that one. And now we can carry around that technology on our own for a fraction of the price.
Yeah. In marketing terms, it's called price anchoring. So you create a sense of how much value something has that's out of your reach. And then for a limited time, let's get the urgency going. You can get it at such a great
deal.
Don't
worry that it's always a deal. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
You know, my wife used to work at a restaurant in downtown LA where she was the events director. But one thing they did on the menu was they listed $2 chuck for $500 a bottle. And it was an inside joke. And they listed the actual wine name of $2 chuck. If anyone actually asked for it, they would let them in on the joke. But that price anchoring still worked because you see the most expensive bottle there. So it was kind of like an inside joke. And at the same time, it was working to get them to upsell to the $150 bottles of wine, for example.
Yeah. And one of the ways I've also heard it talk about is that when you are presenting something that people have no basis for comparison around, like there's no context, we don't, this is this completely unique thing. Well, then you get to create psychologically in their mind a perception of how much it's actually worth. And then once you've created that, you can discount it and they're like, this is great.
We have to remember to announce our $1,000 Patreon tier at the end of the episode.
Exactly. So coaches do this all the time. They have a range of services and at the top is this ungodly expensive mastermind, you know, in-person coaching, you know, incredible access, text to the fearless leader anytime you want to. And there's going to be like a couple people who buy that, but most people are going to go, oh, that's too much for me. I'll get the thing just underneath it.
Right.
That seems legit, right? That seems like good value for money.
Awesome.
So we've mentioned, you know, the reps or the distributors of Healy a few times. And so I'll give a bit of insight into my Healy work as a concerned citizen. I first heard of Healy in the spring or summer last year when one of the women I was following on my second Instagram that I use for research, all of a sudden wouldn't shut up about it. Her account had been previously reserved for anti-vax, government corruption, pseudoscience discourse. Now it seemed to be a storefront for Healy. She started posting about how Big Pharma was shitting their pants because frequency medicine was going mainstream and she was helping to bring it to Canada and you should join her. Other than immediately picking up on the MLM vibe she was giving off, I didn't really give it much thought as she was mostly just reposting graphics someone else clearly made. That started to change in the fall when Healy officially launched in Canada. More folks who I was already following started joining, and there seemed to be a pivot to posting original content and testimonials instead of these, likely, company-approved graphics. What really set me off was this first woman posting an Instagram reel that said the following. I believe in humanity's ability to heal what has been done. This is a blood sample from someone who received 2 times the solution before and after using a powerful bioresonance tool.
Oh, the solution meaning the vaccine, the COVID vaccine.
Well, I can strongly speculate that the solution she's referring to is the COVID vaccine and the powerful bioresonance tool is the Healy. If you're thinking, wow, surely she can't be claiming that, Healy Canada's own website agrees. It states,
the IMF, individualized microcurrent frequencies, programs of the Healy, are not intended to diagnose, treat, mitigate, or prevent a disease, disorder, or abnormal physical state, or any of their associated symptoms. Nor do they restore, modify, or correct the body's structure or functions. Wow. The content on these pages is for information and educational purposes only. No health, medical, or therapeutic information or advice is provided or intended to substitute for the diagnosis, treatment, and/or advice of a healthcare professional. You should always seek such advice from a qualified healthcare professional.
Good for them.
Solid. Taking companies directly when a rep makes a sus claim isn't new to me, so I collected more screenshots from other Healy reps who I also suspected were making claims they were not allowed to be making, and I filmed and posted a TikTok and an Instagram reel directly for the Healy executive team. I simply asked if these were claims that the reps were allowed to be making, and I kept making videos, and I kept tagging Healy's Instagram until I did eventually hear from them after 4 or 5 videos. Apparently, misinformation is a top priority for them, and they have a zero tolerance policy. But following up on those reps to see how their content has or hasn't changed isn't something I can even do now because as of mid-December, I've been blocked by 99% of the reps I was following. I've also since found out that some reps who I wasn't previously aware of have preemptively blocked me.
Oh, they all got the memo.
They got the Mallory memo. Yep. Before getting blocked, I was able to document, among other things, some Instagram stories where a Healy rep referenced both recent changes with the Healy program names and reps getting in trouble. Also something about censorship. So there's 3 Instagram story slides that I won't read the whole things, but there are a few pieces that I do want to point out. So on the first slide, it says, Healy isn't allowed to make any claims about healing or name or diagnose or state what it can treat. And treat is in quotations for some reason. It also says the reason Healy cannot make such claims is due to governing bodies. As Healy expands, more eyes are on them. So those pesky governing bodies doing their job to keep consumers safe.
The Matrix.
They also say it's interesting to watch some of the practitioners speak about their programs they created on Healy in these internal calls. and that they openly share that they cannot make certain claims, and you can feel their frustration for having to speak in such a filtered way, which is an interesting way of saying they're really frustrated that they can't lie or like make claims they're not allowed to. And then on the last slide, it mentions censorship again, and that Healy had a program called Immune System, but they recently had to change it to Defense. They also had a program called Cold, which you would run if you had a cold or mucus buildup, and they had to change the name to Shiver. Apparently, this is evidence that Healy is making waves and is expanding at a rapid pace around the world, and Big Pharma doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. Like many others discussed on this podcast, it appears that Healy reps are wearing getting in trouble as a badge of honor instead of being at all skeptical. I don't think I'll ever get over how a medical device called the Healy can claim that it doesn't actually heal anything. It's either brilliant marketing or someone fucked up along the way. Here's a quick clip of a rep realizing she just said a no-no word.
Awesome, awesome Black Friday promotion here to get both of these devices and the amount of synergistically healing that you can do. We're not supposed to say healing, but optimizing or harmonization of the body, however you want to say it. I think we all know why we're here and why we are using frequencies. So this is an amazing, amazing promotion.
A promotion, get on it. Not only can Healy reps not claim it heals anything, it also can't claim it diagnoses or treats anything. So what exactly are we paying for here? I think that a lot of these women were banking on making medical claims when they bought into the business opportunity because that's what they were sold. And now they're stuck making incredibly vague quantum claims. Almost every Healy rep I was following at some point did tell a story of miraculous healing thanks to the Healy. And the unfortunate truth is that some of them, actually probably a lot of them, truly believe the claims that convinced them to buy in. I'm not sure how much of an impact any of the videos I made had, but at this point, I'm at least happy to hear that Healy seems to be doing something about the no-no medical claims the reps are making. Except then I start to see videos like this one.
Wish that I could tell you half of what this thing has done in my life over the past month or so, 2 months that it has been in my possession. I wish I could tell you all these things, but I got to be super careful when it comes to compliance and not making claims in order to protect Healy as an organization. So I want to be super respectful to that. So what I'm doing, asking for your trust, there's a no risk approach. If you guys are curious, but you're skeptical, there's a 14-day return window. There's ways that if you're like, this thing doesn't actually do the thing, then I can return it. Like, what I'm so worried about is that people will not open their minds enough to what Healy has to offer because it defies our logic, guys. It defies what we believe that we know. It defies what we have been taught. And I'm reading a book called The Resonance Effect, and it's written by a chiropractor. And she shares her experience with frequency medicine, we'll just call it, and how it defied everything in her scientific brain from how she understood the human body to work. It would, in my opinion, honestly be a shame if people did not allow themselves to experience what frequency and energy can do for our lives. The business side of things is just a spectacular bonus that I'm so grateful to be able to experience and welcome into my life. It has been absolutely mind-blowing on the entrepreneurial front. But don't let skepticism block you from experiencing Healy. And why I'm so fired up about this right now is because money is usually the block when it comes to people making their decision, especially when it's something that they're like, I don't even know like how this thing really fully works. The freaking Black Friday sale that Healy just dropped. Listen up.
You know, we're laughing, but I mean, the amount of anxiety pouring through the microphone from this person is really hard to actually process. I mean, if let's just imagine like what kind of displacement from other areas of this person's life is being poured into this hard sell. It's, I don't know. I think I want to just end here. Can we just stop?
Can we just also point out here that she's using a chiropractor as the example of someone who is educated in the boring old mainstream non-stigmatized scientific method and understanding of medicine, who then had their mind blown by the Healy. I think that's a really interesting reference point.
Yeah, the Healy really adjusted him.
Well, I was going to ask if you wanted to start unpacking the It Defies Logic sales pitch or the chiropractor who wrote a book about frequency medicine
right,
first.
Exactly.
That rep also has tens of thousands of followers, and so I'm not surprised that things have been great for her on the business front. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I do notice a shift in how the reps I'm following are talking about Healy, and because it's an MLM, and reps need to keep selling it, they have to keep talking about it, even with what seem like more barriers around company-approved language. I lost count of how many reps would say, this technology is groundbreaking, guys. It's a lifesaver. Trust me. And that seemed like it should be enough, reason enough to hand over your hard-earned hundreds of dollars to them.
I just want to weave something through here because Matthew, you were talking about the anxiety and my speculation would be, as is often the case with people who have this kind of very visible sales and marketing profile in these spaces, that they're actually selling the idea that they're making a lot of money and you too can make a lot of money, but usually they themselves are struggling.
Yeah.
So they're fronting like, oh, this is going so great for me and I'm making so much and I'm going to sell you on the idea that you too could make so much. And it's urgent that you do so because I can't pay my rent this month.
Because I'm hanging on by my nails. Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Not only to my business, but to other areas of my life too, probably, right?
But her way of doing it was interesting to me because she's basically saying she's killing it, but she's trying to get you to buy it from her. Do you know this, Mallory? Is she trying to get more reps under her or is she just trying to sell directly to them? Because if the latter, then that would be a weird way of doing it. But if the former, it would make more sense.
I mean, probably both.
So there is a downline.
It is a network marketing MLM. Okay. When I first started seeing the reps talk about it, their first layer was to destigmatize being in an MLM because currently there's a lot of anti-MLM education out there and has an ick factor, to put it, you know, bluntly. And so your first hurdle as a rep is to get folks to believe that MLM is the way and you can make a lot of money. And so often, especially with social media being the main marketing tool now, it's you're more so selling the lifestyle, even if it's fake. Because according to compensation plans, you know, 1% of reps are only really making it.
Yep. You know, I bet that there's an anti-MLM shame program that the Healy can actually deliver to your cells.
Yeah, if you're feeling weird about being an MLM, don't worry. We have the solution in the quantum.
Well, that's the free one that they give you to start with, right? That comes with the machine.
The free trial.
Yeah, and it's also directly correlates with like Keith Raniere, you know, talking to all his new recruits about how now they're going to say this is a cult. It's definitely not a cult.
Exactly.
So in December of 2022, not that long ago from today, a lot of the Healy reps start to hear the criticism louder when the Instagram account trusting_birth posted a carousel of critical questions regarding the Healy. Some of these questions include,
is this technology artificial intelligence, AI?
Oh, no.
Could the Healy potentially use dark frequencies to manipulate its users?
Oh, no.
Could this technology target the group of people that would never get a chip in their body?
Oh, this is awful.
Could this be the greatest psychological marketing ever to the human ego, deleting pain, suffering, and making a lot of money?
Well, it serves them right. I mean, they've set up a paranoid sort of epistemology for what this machine can do. Why wouldn't it be grasped onto by the powers that be, right?
Yeah, this is also classic marketing stuff too, though, is that you set up all of the objections ahead of time and answer them in an FAQ as if people have been asking them so that you break down those barriers of resistance.
Oh, but Mallory, is this person actually criticizing the organization or is this preemptive like ass covering?
Preemptive ass covering.
Yeah.
I couldn't see that this person who posted it was involved with Healy. I think that they were perhaps skeptical of it.
Okay.
And while these maybe aren't the critical questions I would personally ask, I can understand how these are actually the perfect questions to ask the main demographic that I was seeing buy into Healy. And that main demographic being mostly mamas who distrust the medical system and the government.
Right.
So I found out about this post because I was following so many Healy reps at this point, and it seemed to cause enough controversy that they all felt the need to respond to it and double down on what had consumed their social brand. There were comments of, well, yes, of course you should use discernment and only invest if it aligns with you. But I didn't see any reps step away from the company. And when your income relies on selling more of something and recruiting others to sell that same something, any criticism is a concern. In an effort to defend the device against the criticism unfolding, a number of reps felt the need to get on Instagram and double down on their dubious claims. Here's one I felt was worth documenting.
I've had the Healy for almost 3 years now, and I kind of have something to say. Somebody who has had the Healy for a lot longer than some of these influencers that are out here now, marketing it in such a way that does a disservice to the device. So seeing these posts, I understand where they're coming from, but it's not the truth. Healy is not AI. Healy is ancient technology in modern.
Oh my.
And all the meditating and forcing my frequency out onto my son never could have changed him from nonverbal to verbal.
The things
that happened to my son on the spectrum only from using frequency device Healy could have never happened just through my frequency of a mother's love.
And that's where, to me, this turns really sad because you can see the manipulation now of someone who is looking for answers for her child being brought into this. And I remember when I was clipping these, this one and to be honest, the next one, it was just, they were hard to listen to because we've laughed a bunch because the claims are outlandish. And I think rightfully so, I'm fine with that. But when you get to this point and you're hearing what these companies are doing to people and making them believe, I think that's where one of the real dangers lies. I've always said, what's the danger of conspirituality? Isn't that the supplements are probably not going to harm you, but it's going to lead you away from actual medical advice and interventions that you might need. And this is exactly what I mean by that, how someone puts their faith into something that can't possibly do what they're saying and could possibly lead you away from actual help.
And there's no real bottom to the spiral of how does this really work when there's no mechanism for it actually working. Because here we have somebody who's like making an authenticity claim against flashier, newer influencers because she's used it for longer and because she has tested it on her child who is being also subtly pathologized or here and made an example of, probably without consent. It's just, what a mess. What an incredible mess.
Hey, do you have trouble sleeping? Then maybe you should check out the Sleepy Podcast. It's a show where I read old books in the public domain to help you get to sleep. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of classic stories like A Tale of Two Cities, Pride and Prejudice, Winnie the Pooh. Stories that are great for adults and kids alike. For years now, Sleepy has helped millions of people catch some much-needed Z's, start their next day off fresh, and discover old books that they didn't know they loved. So, whether you have a tough time snoozing or you just like a good bedtime story, fluff up the cool side of your pillow and tune into Sleepy. Unless you're driving, then please don't listen to Sleepy. Find Sleepy on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes each week. Sweet dreams.
If you're a fan of workplace comedies like The Office or satire like The Onion, then I have a podcast that I know you'll love. It's called Mega. Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional mega church. That's the premise. Each week, the hosts, Holly Laurent and Greg Hess, are joined by guests, people like Cecily Strong or Jen Hatmaker, to portray characters inside the colorful world of Twin Hills Community Church, which they describe as a mega church with a tiny family feel. The result is a sharp-witted and hilarious look into the world of commercialized religion using humor to cope with the frightening amount of power that church and religion have. So I very much recommend you checking out Mega's episodes, like the one with Saturday Night Live's Cecily Strong playing CC String, a hilarious character who's fresh out of jail, and also comedian Jason Mantzoukas. You may find yourself dying of laughter and perhaps inspired to take an improv class yourself. Mega is able to keep you laughing as you think and reflect about the world we live in.
You can find Mega on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode is brought to you by the Jordan Harbinger Show. Do you want a new podcast to look forward to each week? One that's entertaining, informative, and packed with actionable content? Come on. Of course you do. The average podcast listener has 6 shows in rotation, so you're most likely not just listening to Conspirituality. And that's totally okay. I'd love to share a podcast to add to your list. The Jordan Harbinger Show is a top shelf podcast named Best of Apple in 2018. So don't just ignore my suggestion to listen to this one like you probably do with your other friends who tell you to listen to podcasts. Jordan dives into the minds of fascinating people, from athletes to scientists, political activists, mobsters, even hostage negotiators. And Harbinger has an undeniable talent for getting his guests to share never-before-heard stories and thought-provoking insights. Without fail, he pulls out tactical bits of wisdom in each episode, all with the noble cause to make you more informed, a critical thinker, and to better operate in today's world. I was on his show. In preparation, I listened to a bunch of episodes. He's just really good at what he does. Like episode 880 features Ian Bremmer, you know, the top-notch political scientist, and the topic is dealing with the world in disarray. But then you have episodes like his skeptical Sunday format, episode 882 looked at homeopathy. But he has other episodes on Ayurveda and also the popular pseudoscience of analyzing body language. There isn't a better podcast to listen to casually or seriously to expand your worldview. He's also got a strangely relatable weekly segment called Feedback Friday, where Jordan covers advice on everything from escaping a cult or a psycho family situation to relationships and networking, and even to asking for a raise. So point blank, Jordan Harbinger is smart, funny, he's easy to listen to. You'll be pressed to find an episode without excellent conversation, a few laughs, and even actionable advice that you can directly use to improve your life. You can't go wrong with adding the Jordan Harbinger Show to your rotation. It's incredibly interesting. There's never a dull show. Search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, the claims that the company is teaching her, but we don't actually know where that information is coming from, because in MLMs, you're often getting information from your upline, which is a human, doesn't have to have qualifications. And so I feel like it's almost like a game of telephone where the company tells the distributor something, but they kind of add their own flair, and then they tell the person below them and they add their own flair. And then, you know, it just repeats into infinity.
Right.
Or actually only 13 levels, because then you run out of people on the planet to sell to.
Right.
But that's really, the telephone game is a really good analogy of what's happening here. And it's what we're seeing in social media all the time. Like, I published something about anti-vaxxers monetizing misinformation on my Substack last week. And still today, there are dozens of comments on that, because there's just people yelling back and forth at each other, sharing studies. And I'm only lightly checking it to see just what's going on. And you can see how quickly things devolve when you get away from where the actual science and the studies come from to people then sharing on social media. And at this point, there's no way to make any sense out of it.
No. And so that clip that we just played, that woman has since removed that reel for reasons unknown, but it doesn't exist on her channel anymore. The post asking these questions did spark a lot of responses from Healy reps, most of which boiled down to, if it's not for you, then leave us alone. I've personally gotten a number of comments like, how dare you humiliate this woman who's using Healy to help her family, or you're a bully, women should be supporting other women. So they don't love to back up their claims when pressed. It's just, you're a bully, leave us alone, let us make medical claims we're not allowed to, in peace. In between puzzling scripted descriptions and anecdotal stories, almost every Healy rep I followed referenced this Facebook testimonials group with over 70,000 members, the Frequency Experience. Reps would link to it, or sometimes even screenshot posts to share on their own profile to advance their personal marketing. So one day, I asked to join, and they let me in. I almost immediately regret it, because as I read the testimonials, I realize that this page is filled with folks and loved ones of folks with chronic illnesses, chronic pain, cancer, unresolved medical issues, and who it seems like have all been told that the Healy is in some way their solution.
Oh man, it's just a wasteland, hey?
There was even a Healy top leader who looks like is the moderator for the group who posted asking for testimonials specific to autoimmune. So while scrolling through, I see a testimonial that has this update added to it. Update. I want to say something new about my status. So I did have some good results with the Healy in the beginning. Now, not so sure I am noticing anything. Even after paying a time waiver practitioner for extra program, as I have been hospitalized twice and Healy hasn't been able to help with blood loss and drop in hemoglobin. So I have had to have blood transfusions, which scares the hell out of me as I do not want blood from someone who has been vaccinated.
Oh no, did this person say what the condition was?
It was a very long post, and so I can go back in there, but it sure sounds like whatever the condition was, like it sounds like this person was promised that the Healy could somehow help with their blood loss and drop in hemoglobin.
Well, my mother died of leukemia, and like if she had been in this world, I could have been reading a post like this from her.
Yeah. They even paid a time waiver practitioner for an extra program. Then there's the anti-vax layer, which is a huge crossover that I've personally seen a lot of with the Healy reps. So that's kind of what you can expect in this group, which I've since been banned from it. Speaking of time waiver and extra programs, I have one last clip that I want to play. The woman speaking is a Healy rep and has over 100,000 Instagram followers. She has a young daughter who has a disability and regularly shares how the Healy is supposedly helping her daughter.
I'd like to share with you guys all today just how much it's helping our family, but specifically I want to talk to you guys about how much it's helping Luna in her therapies. So if you've been watching us for some time, you've seen Luna's therapies evolve over time, and she's getting stronger and stronger as she heals more and more. But adding the Healy into her therapy sessions was a huge game changer for her. It allows her to use her body easier. The frequencies that are sent and the programs that I use for her have to do with her musculoskeletal system and strengthening the tone and also decreasing tone when there is high tone in her body. So for example, today during her physical therapy session, I ran a frequency program for her that is for cerebral palsy. And so it includes a bunch of different frequencies that all support the body to function on a higher level with issues specific to cerebral palsy. Now, there are programs within Healy for all aspects of the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body. This program specifically is one that I purchased from a practitioner who created this program specifically to help with cerebral palsy, which is just mind-blowing and amazing. And when I think of how much it's helped our family, I get really emotional just thinking of how many more people this device could be helping if more people knew about it and understood it. So please feel free to ask me any questions. I'd love to share more and teach you all more about how powerful the Healy really is for all walks of life.
Mallory, she's not foregoing physical therapy for the child, though. It's the Healy so far is not replacing anything that has been prescribed. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. Yeah.
It's so sad. And it's like she's repeating all of these ideas that she's been sold on, but she's not actually mentioning any evidentiary like changes in her child. She's just saying this is what it is doing. And I as sad as it is, part of me had a little vision inside that it was Christiane Northrup playing the harp behind her in that scene. But I think it's even actually more related in terms of people we cover to Joe Dispenza and his outrageous claims about, you know, people healing from really, really serious medical conditions as a result of some, you know, channeling of quantum energy.
And I don't know if you looked into it, but the fact that she specifically cites a program meant for cerebral palsy, mm-hmm. that's a very big medical claim. So if that's existing somewhere, whether on the actual app itself or what they teach their reps to say, that's so shady. Mm-hmm. It's so fucked up.
But it's also indicative of this entire sector is that there is this layer of incredibly opportunistic, like just ugliness where you're giving people with terrible medical conditions false hope and just taking their money hand over fist.
Well, it sounds like it was a extra program made by a time waiver practitioner. I don't know how much that costs. But, you know, someone within Time Waver, you know, named it that, built it and sold it in that way.
It's like a mod, right? Like my kids play Minecraft and they're independent producers who make mods and then post them to the forums. And then you can download them as players, right? And you can monetize, co-monetize with the company. Dudes, we could make a conspirituality mod for the Healy. We could program anti-Healy frequencies.
I just did. Yeah, it's okay. Uploaded already.
Oh, man.
I uploaded it to the quantum field.
It's only in the parallel universe, though. But I also want to say on a serious note, like there's this, within the wellness sphere, there's this creep over along the spectrum from like, hey, buy this pseudoscience product to help you maintain optimal wellness on one end of the spectrum, and on the other end of the spectrum has every possible source of legitimate medical care failed you. In this case, we've got something that we can sell you because you're desperate. And that to me is always the saddest example.
It's heartbreaking. And I apologize for ending on probably the saddest clip, but it actually, like mentioned before, puts the ridiculousness of a lot of the claims into perspective around the impact that this now, you know, seemingly social media first company is having. And like a lot of the folks talked about on here, we can ask, like, are the reps aware of the BS they're peddling? Are they just victims of it? Are they both? Are they just caught up in the MLM hustle of saying whatever you have to in order to try and turn a profit? It's hard to pinpoint who exactly is to blame here, but in a lot of cases, the reps are getting their information from somewhere. I'm personally really curious about what all those team calls have as topics of discussion. You can laugh when a rep says that the Healy brought her plant back to life, or when they clip the Healy on their pets to scan their bioenergetic field, or when they claim the Healy brought their dreams back when they're sleeping, or when they're selling the biz opportunity as a totally new way of network marketing. But the reality is that the misinformation being shared about what the Healy is capable of in order to make money is causing real harm. And like mentioned earlier, some users will delay or deny real medical attention because of what they've been told and believe about Healy's capabilities. I have screenshots of a rep suggesting that the Healy has been used to treat an anaphylactic reaction in place of an EpiPen or going to the hospital. I have a screenshot of someone suggesting that the Healy made that their open wound heal faster. I have a video of a rep saying that the Healy cured her eye sty. That's real harm potential and why I started documenting what I was seeing.